Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's more than a talent show. It's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squab Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels Again. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
And welcome once again to none other than, well, we should know, but just in case you don't know, I want to let people know that welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and it's chapter 5, verse 35, looking at all these things to get into. It's amazing me right now. And that MAN, M-A-N, is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. And for those who are checking us out online, you can use that number of 646-478-0944, just like a couple of other phone callers have done already, like the 216-804 and the 216-209. Like I say, we have a lot to get into, and I'm going to make it very easy because I appreciate, wow, it's been a jam-packed week. Some good, some not so good. But I'm going to start it off by giving you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, you'll go back on hold. As a matter of fact, wow, chapter 5, and who would have thought we'd have made it all the way this far this year? I'm, like, very thankful because we're at chapter 5, verse 35, and I'm looking at all these numbers that just popped up, and I have another person who just added on the line, and I'm always concerned when I see numbers of nothing but ones, but we're going to go to that one, too. As a matter of fact, let's start it off like this, top 10 Monday to a Monday in Music and Entertainment, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop jumped all the way up to number one, where a living legend and a deceased legend were celebrated. More on that in just a little while. Number two debuting, King of the Iron Mike, Nappy Head Crew since 1999, the grand finale, Beat Effect, Tut, Riff Raff, Red Stripe, a.k.a. Clarity Level, Timeless, MC Brains, Sam Goody, Rhyme Royal, Suave Gotti, Eddie Hands. It was a nice free program. Debuting at number three, University Circle Health Fair Festival. Humble G, Milligram, Shaw Band, DJ Wildchild, Voice of Radio, and diabetes and other free tests that were given. Health is very important. Jumping up to number four, OPN, Night of Champions, birthday party with Chairman Earn. GMS was there, MC Chill, Ballhead Fred, D-Hawk, GMS, Hood, Famous TV, and who would have thought? Chairman Earn, East Cleveland's future mayor, and a rap battle against J.A. Plus, and King Solomon was there as well, and many others. Number five, jumping up to number five, Black House Sounds, Thank You Jesus, BHS CCR2, which is on YouTube, and 072616CCR on YouTube called Pressure. Showed out at the workshop. More on that in just a little while. Number six, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube views, artist video shoots, big pillar in the community. Number seven, debuting. Riff Raff, surprising with the marriage proposal at the baby shower for Aziza. Congrats, brother. Number eight, Suave Gotti, Suave Report EP. Number nine, the debut of, well, Black Man's Army. They got the cookout this Saturday, noon, at the legendary Superfly Barbershop, across from the East Cleveland Library and right next door to the theater, the East Cleveland Theater, 44112 area code. They have music set up, food, Black Man Army music will be for sale, as well as the Sheriff Kilroy CD. And then number 10, Emax the Image. With that being said, I just want to take the time, before I even go to the first phone call, I'll start off and say rest in peace, Gene Wilder. Real name, Jerome Silverman. Passed, born June 11th, 1933. Passed August 29th, 2016, age 83. Big movies were like 1974's Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 1971. Four films, not one, but four films with Richard Pryor. Silver Streak, 1976. Stir Crazy, 1980. See No Evil, Hear No Evil, 1989, and Another You in 1991. And also, while I'm talking to people, I just want to let you know that if you didn't hear about it, you can Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, or I'm a Superwoman Radio, or Bored and Restless Club. And also check out the another site called WhoHasThePower.com. Now I can go and start making things happen on the phone line because I know y'all ain't want to call in and hear my voice. 216-804. That's 216-804. How are you doing? 216-804? And I take it you just called to listen. So with that being said, 3-2-1, and like I say, we might come back and check on the 216-804 phone line in a little while to see if they feel comfortable enough to talk. And before I go to 216-209, I think I will take the time to just say you can check out shoutcast.com. Type in Hood Tunes Radio 24 hours a day. It has our playlist, thanks to Emax the Image. And you can also check out Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on Thursdays, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. You know, sometimes I don't get a chance to do things that are like maybe just a story to go over, so I'm going to let people know that 19 Action News, Paul Orlowski, covered a story of there being a lack of school crossing guards. Now, Sergeant Major Stokes of Black Man's Army volunteered for free for his own area to act as a school crossing guard. Some of you all might have seen that on TV because he wasn't on just one day, but it was 2 days because he was, you know, acting as a school crossing guard at Euclid Park Elementary where he asked kids on the way to school if they did homework and talked to the parents, even saying, and this is his quote, "The city needs to step up and get crossing guards out here because it's dangerous. Cars are speeding since the school zone sign, which is very interesting, isn't lit. Crossing guard with a key would be able to turn the flashing lights on." Now, Councilman Polensic wasn't told of crossing guard vacancies in his ward, so he had to call individual schools. And Polensic said, "This hasn't been a priority with public safety in the city, and Cleveland has got to get its act together with regard to school guard positions. These are critical positions." Then the next day, so I think it happened on like a Wednesday and a Thursday, because on that Thursday's newscast, Sergeant Major Stokes was on the news again, and he had Paul Orlowski use a radar gun, and they clocked drivers going 41, 47 miles per hour in a school zone of 20 miles per hour, which caused the truth to be found. All it takes is one person doing right to change things in their area to bring awareness. That's why I wanted to throw that one out there at you. And I also wanted to let people know that when it comes to announcement sides, the Black Man Army meetings are 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Cleveland Standard Time. Then the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting is at 7:15 p.m. 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd, St. Clair. You enter, it's like the meeting is held at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between the East 152nd, St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. This Wednesday at 7:15 p.m., we will deal with arbitration as we bring in three guests to speak on it, especially with Brelo going to arbitration alongside the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association in September to get his job back. 49 shots out of 137 shots. I think we do need to learn a little bit more about what's going on so we can be more educated. So feel free to definitely come through and learn about arbitration, because I know I'm going to be there with pen in hand. I'm going to 216-209. 216-209, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Oh, man, tell me something. What's happening?
Oh, man, it's a lot going on. I was just with Native over the weekend working on a video. I don't want to put it out there. I'm going to let them do it. And matter of fact, maybe a week before we drop the video, I'm going to have them come on the station and announce the name of the song and everything and when they're going to drop it, so we can get a big event for that going and everything. So I'm saying that first, so letting you know in the process right over the airways what the plan is, so everybody see how everything works. And I do want to put this out here. Artists want to get radio time for the next few weeks. So that goes for Black House Sounds, whoever else is listening. Get at me, inbox me. I can get you some radio time down in Florida. So inbox me on my man's blog talk. We opening up things for other artists and trying to help them as well. So if everybody don't know, for all those who don't know, I'm John from Black Odyssey. That's BLAQ ODESSY. You can look me on Google Plus, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Nice. And I appreciate it. And a lot of others listening, they will appreciate that too. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm always here to help somebody else get in another position. It's not all about us. It's about others too.
I feel you on that. And I'm thinking that that is one reason why you all have been able to maintain, and at least, if nothing else, I could say you all have some longevity and a good name and an excellent reputation, which is definitely hard to come by a lot of times.
Yeah, you don't always have to be negative to get noticed. I think when you do attract that kind of attention, you're not expecting the bumps and bruises to come at it. So why go after that negative attention in the first place? That's just how I view things, you know, with that.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to ask you, man, contact info.
Contact info. Start with BLAQ ODESSY. And you can search that with Google Plus, YouTube. You can go at Black Odyssey. That's on Twitter, at Black Odyssey on Instagram. And you can shout out me at me on Facebook, John Allen. When you see a all-black profile picture, that is me with the background picture of the Art of War book cover. That will be me. So just search me, look me up, and I got you. We'll go from there.
Okay, well, I thank you very much once again. And I know quite a few people will be now inboxing you with some nice music. I expect them to. And with that being said, I just thank you very much once again for the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Al. And I'm here to the end. You already know.
I already know. Hold the line, and we'll be getting back to everybody shortly. And thanks again.
No problem.
You know, it's times like that that really cause me to feel extremely thankful to just be alive. As a matter of fact, before I go to this phone line of all these ones, then maybe take a break, see if that 216-804 number feels a little bit like they want to get involved. I like to pick on people. That's a shame that I do that, but I do. I'm going to go back to the hip-hop workshop that happened the past Saturday. It was episode number 171. I'm just going to give out some of the names who were there, the ones who had legible handwriting, such as Twan Billings, Dollar Bill of Urban Survival, DJ Dollar Rock and his family. Of course, he's the one who does the DJ work. Duh. We had Mr. Milligram, who had led the hip-hop workshop Power Cypher, as well as Prester Pickett of the Black Studies Department, Riff Raff, Cassandra McDonald, who's running for state rep, and she broke down exactly what a state representative's job, what it is, especially to make laws to represent the people in our ward. Anyway, we also had none other than Mama Porter, Weirdo Spaz, Tannis. Man, one thing I can say, he always speaks his mind, and he's teaching me as an elder to be able and be willing to converse with young people and hear their point of views. Also, Don Finn Ice. We also had, I'll get to that name in just a little while. He had Shakespeare, Suave Gotti from GMS. You had so many others, including Dave, Alex, Tina A. Hobson from I Am a Superwoman Radio, Deborah, 1008 Vision Zone, Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven. And I'm going to say it like this. He gave one of the best hip-hop workshop news that I've ever seen. Nothing but growth. Tori Wilson, plus we had Brother Jameer, Angel Harmony. And I'm going to just say it like this. Brother Brown, Janine Jones, 1008 Vision, and MC Derek. So now I can go out here and just say that Black House Sound, yeah, they performed Pressure and Thank You, Jesus, as the big screen projector showed the videos and back. Now, wait a second. Black House Sound featuring Man in the Street and Mr. Milligram performed after Cleveland's first nationally signed artist, MC Chill, from Fever Records. He did about a one-hour Q&A, spoke on his history, where B-Boy and B-Girls, the name came from, the history of DJs, Cleveland artists carrying the torch. He named several artists, which was very unselfish of him. Also, the first hip-hop record, how he met Grandmaster Melly Mel for the collabo for the song called, what was it, MC Story from Chill's album. But he also broke down the song called The Message. And I want to also thank Dwayne Castleberry, who was another special guest. He helped me pay tribute to Dr. Williams. As a matter of fact, we heard from Dr. Williams in his own words, and also Dr. Williams, Black Studies Department, did that for 14 years, fighting hard to make sure it stayed intact at Cleveland State. And I'm going to just read the poem that Dwayne Castleberry had read. And well, he wrote the poem, and I got a chance to read it. It was Sacred Educator, Living Library, Royal Guide. Your curation of minds has rippled waves far and wide. Your instruction strikes ignorance from the front line, turning lost minds divine. Your gentle humor could light the darkest night with punchlines that could end the roughest fight. Cultural protector, Nubian priest, great pharaoh, if knowledge is worth more than gold, you are the richest indeed. If kindness has real value, you are the real MVP. Father of a community and a beautiful, precious seed. Brother for the struggle. Educational revolutionary. Mansa Mike, Baba Williams, Doc. We release you to the ancestors. May your legacy vibrate throughout the universe forever. That was from Brother Dwayne Castleberry. As a matter of fact, I would be doing things wrong, and I don't want to do things wrong, if I didn't add on top of it what was coming down. And if you're asking me, like, what in the world am I talking about, what's coming down? It's simple, because this Friday, 6 p.m. This Friday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Free and free food at Cleveland State University. The Speak Up Poetry Open Mic, 1899 East 22nd Street. That's at Cleveland State University's main classroom building. You can enter from Euclid Avenue or Chester, but that's room 135. It's right where the Black Studies Department is. Definitely tell Brother Dwayne Castleberry where you heard it from, because I plan on being there for that one too. And also, before I go to the next phone call, I do want to take the time and stop. I'm just going to stop right now and let people know that when it comes down to it, if you want to check out any other programs, you can check out Tomahawk Radio, Monday, 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, on a Sunday, you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I'll just throw it out there since it happened earlier, Kicking It With Kim, that's Monday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, myloudradio.com. They've held different programs that have even brought in BMA and other stuff like that. Now I'm going to the line that has all these ones on it. Those are always an adventure because I never know what I'm going to get. 10 ones, you're on the line now. How you doing? Hello? You're on the line. And I'm taking it you called to listen as well, which I'm all right with. 3, 2, 1, and I'm cool. So with that being said, I'll tell you what. Since I did mention that one particular storyline, why shouldn't I go out there and play The Army Part 2 featuring Sergeant Major Stokes? Emax the Image did the production, and there's a voice in the back that sounds a lot like, well, Al Porter, Man in the Streets.
This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in the city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children, but we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up, calling all black men, come join us, for we are the Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. And I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me. Come stand with me. Let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand. Stand up! Stand up! The black man's army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the black man's army.
Black man army.
The black man's army. The black man's army. This is the black man's army.
Hey, you know, I like that song for the message in it. Right now we have on deck something from the Odyssey, Black Odyssey, one of my personal favorites from them. They have quite a few, but I'm going to play something. But, see, a lot of people were trying to figure out what in the world is going on and the breakdown of what happened with the RNC because, let's face it, there's one particular case that is still going on right now. Which, whether you agree with it or not, is the flag-burning incident that happened at the RNC. But see, there's a little bit more to it than what have you, because you see, Gregory Joy Johnson, whose successful battle in the Supreme Court case, Texas versus Johnson, established that burning a U.S. flag in protest is protected speech. And you know, he said allegations he assaulted two news reporters when he burned the flag outside the Republican National Convention on July 20th, 2016 are false, as Johnson said that Kimberly Barnett, the acting chief assistant prosecutor, criminal division, has no choice but to withdraw the charges of assault filed against him. Now, Joy, let's go dig a little bit deeper in this. Because, see, the prosecution is claiming that Joy Johnson assaulted two reporters who were allegedly burned by the flag embers. It's been confirmed from police reports that these two quote-unquote reporters were not journalists at all, but Trump supporters who intended to prevent the flag burning because it was un-American, which is very interesting because when you look at some of the facts, we're just wasting some of our taxpayer money in Cleveland on one of the wrong things because we'll break it down. Give me about 90 seconds. Because on July 20th, 2016, outside the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, Gregory Joy Johnson burned the American flag. Joy and 15 members of the Revolutionary Club, a.k.a. Revolutionary Party, were assaulted and arrested. They were held for over 24 hours. Now, all, including Joy, now face serious misdemeanor charges, and two Revolutionary Club members have a felony charge of assault on a cop. Two other people in the crowd were also arrested, including a journalist from Australia. Now, what's interesting is Johnson made clear in advance why he planned to burn the flag, to make a statement about the ugly American chauvinism being whipped up, as he saw it, inside the RNC, where the theme that day was Make America Number One Again. And over a bullhorn, literally surrounded by hundreds of police and pro-Trump reactionaries, Joey said, America Number One? America First? It's always been first to genocide, slavery, exploitation, destruction of the environment, torture, and a couple of other things, including invasions. Now, the planned flag burning by Gregory Johnson was announced well in advance beginning Monday, July the 18th. Press advisories were released. No permit was needed for the event because protests and press conferences had been held in the area of 4th and Prospect in downtown Cleveland, including by the Revolutionary Club and in the 2 days prior. None of those protesters had permits, Johnson determined. Now, the Revolutionary Club and Johnson did not block the entrance of the convention. There was no order to disperse either before or after the flag burning. The National Lawyers Guild, now this is what's important, the National Lawyers Guild, Amnesty International observers, and legal observers who were present issued statements that they never heard any orders to disperse. And the Revolutionary Club members physically formed a large circle by linking arms while facing outward to create a safe space for Johnson to burn the flag. The whole point was to enable Johnson to make the potent political statement conveyed by burning the American flag. Club members asked the media and onlookers to please move back as they effectively established a solid safety perimeter. Pictures and video taken at the beginning of Johnson speaking and burning the flag show this very clearly. So then again, I have to stand up right now and ask again, how in the world did we end up spending money for a trial that just shouldn't happen? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get off that 20-foot stepladder I was just on. Got to get off the soapbox. I'm going to take the nice route. And I'm going to definitely let people know that if they choose, and I'll usually do this to let people know there are other things out there, so we need to have something, I will say, a well-connected thing that there are too many other shows and places and people to be involved with for you to be stuck just saying, well, 107 Swine or this, that, and the other won't play my music. Well, Black Odyssey just called in and told you where you can promote yourself. If you're wondering what I'm doing, I'm letting you know of other places that you can go, and they will gladly help you promote yourself and get a little bit further than where you are. So I wanted to let you know that Mondays at 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Butters Radio Show on 91.1 FM, WRUW.org, and also Saturdays at midnight, 216 Radio, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, that's WCSB.org. And I'll tell you what, I will tell you, blackonblackcleveland.com, that's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website. You can always Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And since I said I had it on deck, so you'll know that I'm actually telling the truth, we'll play some Black Odyssey. Strong message on this one. Stolen Dreams.
Yeah. Stolen Dreams.
Cannon.
Uh-huh.
People steal your dreams.
Don't let them steal your dreams.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
Nah. You get your dreams stolen too.
Time to steal your dreams. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight.
Get your dreams stolen.
Yeah.
What a sad face.
Yeah. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. As I write this passage, my mental thought be food for these youngsters, they life in dumpsters, searching for suppers, too mean, crack-themed mothers, love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind, used to dirt, filth, and slime, dodge it one time, it's vermin in the beast's belly, come take a ride on the side where enemies collide, crab mentality, evil fatality, wars in the night over hard white, the hood is full of crooks and thieves, your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was an angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that situation where girl meets boy. Now she hooked on the boys. Another victim in the hood turned crack fiend. Lost in a stolen dream.
Damn.
caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Hating got me ducking from my dreams. That's called my toast. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dead folk. The lead close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat song. My heat strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find the day when the evening's gone. And it came a song. I pray the weak get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. I pray you strong. And I'm staying in the hood. Even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood. If only we could. Smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand with candles in hand.
With candles in hand. With candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Some of my friends and stuff like that, we're talking about what's hot. We start plugging like our phones into the car system and stuff like that, and I'll pull mine out and let the driver, whoever, know, hey, put that record in and let's play that. And that's one of the favorite ones that a lot of people like to cruise to, is that Stolen Dreams from none other than Black Odyssey. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get into like one of those. This won't take too long, I promise you that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say only a 6-foot step ladder for the soapbox on this one. It really didn't take too much. As I tell people that on, you know, September 6th, upcoming, September 6th, day after Labor Day, Kathy Rae Coleman, yep, there'll be a rally for her, noon downtown, Justice Center, Lakeside Steps. That'll be on September 6th. That's a Tuesday. And I'm going to say that last Thursday, it was nice that you had the Carl Stokes Brigade, Revolution Books, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Stop Targeting Ohio Poor, Imperial Women, Man in the Streets, and more were out there. And this is what I said. Like, you know, you make your statement and you plan on making a statement for the press or what have you, who's out there. And the one thing that I let people know, like I say, this is like one of those real short things, is I don't have time to play or time to waste. Kathy Rae Coleman, activist, journalist, still locked up, tackled first day of the RNC convention. But let's dig deep. As police came on her property right after the Brillo verdict around that time, her property, her home that she owns, using the N-word, guns drawn, no search warrant, causes fear and anxiety in anybody. No warrant issued. Now, this year, after Kathy Coleman endorsed Tim McGinty's rival, Mike O'Malley, for prosecutor, Tim McGinty decided to issue a Penn and Teller magic trick, you know, a magic act type of warrant against Kathy Rae Coleman for endorsing whoever she wants to as a journalist and an activist because, of course, you know, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, that is her paper, Ohio's largest underground online internet newspaper. Now, it's her right to do that. Now, Tim McGinty, we expect him to recuse himself, leave this case, especially after allowing the so-called crime scene, Kathy Coben's home, to be torn down, destroyed, while she was behind bars this time. Now, torn down is evidence. Now, Kathy being put on a monitor for the same police to follow her around, harass her, intimidate activists, when Mike Brillo, who shot two unarmed people, lived in another township, he didn't even have to wear an ankle monitor. But then again, during the same RNC, the same man who burned a U.S. flag, Supreme Court said it's his right to free speech, was arrested in our city for burning the flag after he gave the city fair warning of his intentions. And they keep posting and postponing the trial date. So far now going on about three times, which is costing his out-of-town witnesses major money, which is just a few of those things that we find very interesting. But again, like I say, that wasn't too hard. It was like a little six-foot thing, soapbox, and it makes it very easy for me to get to other programs that are around. And I appreciate that because I can tell people about Blog Talk Radio, Pastors Thompson, which is on Friday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 657-383-0613. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to go to one of those tracks that I like. He did a good job at Kings of the Iron Mike. He was at the hip-hop workshop, getting all the way around. I'm just going to throw out something from the Suave Report EP. I like this one. Be right back.
This OG DJ Goldie Montana, representing my nigga Suave Gotti, my A1 from day one. Cleveland, stand up and let your legs broke, nigga.
Man, watch one of these old cats gonna say something gonna piss me off.
Big bro.
Lolisa, man, what you bringing me here for?
Man, when the last time you been to an old school cabaret?
Not long enough.
Yo, my dude, ain't you Suave?
Yeah, of course.
Peace gang. You still
Return
rapping?
Of the peace show.
Hey, yo, I don't know why you cats don't act like y'all don't know how to make that hits no more.
Oh, yeah? But keep flapping your gum. I'm going to 220 Studio and make you eat those words, you SpongeBob.
Since I lived near a harbor, I hopped on a 15 to get there. And when we wanted to steal, we would hit there and put in work like some bricklayers. Big toys for them big boys out here stealing Ric Flair. And if you had a girl you wanted to hit square, then you stole a big bird or a big bear. That was right before 86, yeah, with the tears for fear and the song from the big chair. I'm telling the truth, but y'all don't hear me, though. I'm old school with a value city flow. Suave was a don, all the biddies know. Pink gangster tell a jam in the video. Walking through Randall Park Mall with my pink on. Adidas, Levi's, and my mink on. What you think, Holmes? Is a Mac back? Am I old school enough with my backpack? I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack. I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack.
21!
Been a man since 92.
Let's go.
And there'll never be another rapper like you.
Suave Gotti. Cleveland.
Stand up. Yo, I made it through the crack era like God Almighty. I felt like R. Kelly. I was stepping to the 90s with the dope man cards, the 9/8 and deep dish. Moved to Atlanta, introduced me to the freak Nick. Battling the suckers off Peachtree, what a sweet lick. Seen how they city came up, I'm like, pick this. Same time a woman gave birth overseas, I gave birth to a plan in my brain overread. Came back to Cleveland, 1992. I hooked up with DJ Tenapee and the Flyers crew at the Sarai House, spitting classic scriptures with my DJ crew. Master Kappa mixing, taking photos with the dope boys, flashing pictures.
But was you really the man?
Nigga, ask your sister. Back then, you could certainly find me spitting surgery lines way before these nursery rhymes. You didn't need no cats just to murder your mind. I leave you horizontally flat with a vertical spine. Every hurdle I climb, cause I serve the divine. The virtuous kind propels every verse of my rhyme.
Like you been a man since 92.
Young.
And there'll never be another boy like you.
level C, ballin' like Kyrie, playing on 93 FM. Whoever had something to say, then F them, cause I left them. Like get out of Dodge, half the rappers from back in the day that disappeared just like the Mirage. But I'm still here giving a mental massage for the type that'll kill you, the venomous swab. Pink Gang, the full Cam'ron and Nicki Minaj. I taught most of the city how to rap like Mr. Miyaz. E is my partner, the Flow Master Show, voiceofradio.com classic show. I will kill you and your whole crew fast or slow.
Dopest rapper in Ohio?
Ask your hoe. I tell you straight to your face, fool, a man to man. Say your rap, I'd rather listen to Duran Duran. 80 music in my radio at the drop of the hat. But I still used to kick it at the top of the flat. Ill-style rockers taught me how to grind. So I started spitboxing, I brought it to the bottom line. With Red Ward, I fed more cats than your back bed bugs on your bedboard. Cover of the scene, you cats ain't seeing me. Ghetto Mindstate, TMF, to a DVD, Ohio. Hip Hop Awards, I started that with D. Loran. Atlanta 92, Jack the Rapper, see the plan? Come together. Al Porter, Shakespeare, and Black on Black, we run together. The Godfather ain't from Sicily. He from Cleveland, and he packed more heat than a rotisserie.
Been the man since 92.
And it was Suave Gotti, and I'm looking at this 216-406 phone number, and I'm going to take that so I don't get myself in trouble, because I was probably going to say a lot that would get me into trouble this evening. So with that being said, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Brother Al. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. As a matter of fact, I appreciate how eloquently you spoke at the hip-hop workshop the past Saturday.
Well, you know what, Brother Al? Considering I had not planned on speaking, I thank you. I thank you very much.
No problem.
You know what you do for me, you teach me. It's almost like being, I'm a member of Toastmasters, right? And it's almost
right.
Like we have these impromptu speeches and everything. And you give me practice, and you give me confidence to be able to speak, you know, like at the drop of a dime. So thank you. Thank you very much. You teach
You're
me to be prepared.
You're more than welcome. What is going on for you besides everything?
Wow, everything. I'm between shows. I just finished working with one of my hosts on my network. I was, you know, overseeing her show for trying to build her confidence and everything. That's what I got to do. And then at 10 o'clock, I am the official chat room host for the Jerry Royce Live late night show on Spreaker.com. So I'm in between shows right now, and it wouldn't have been the same
wow.
if I didn't come on and give you a holler. And tell Swamp Gotti, I love that song. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love him, too.
You know something? I'm going to make sure he knows that.
Because
okay. I know he'll appreciate it.
Yeah, every time I see him, he just makes me smile. I appreciate him a lot. He's a good guy.
Wow, and that's appreciated. When you can keep people who have been the same for years still having that same feeling, it's appreciated.
Okay. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I'm doing today.
I hear you. How can people connect with your network and everything that you're doing, because there's a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I am a Superwoman Radio Network. I am a super, oh, my God, www.blogtalkradio.com/ I am a Superwoman 2. You can call in 6 nights a week at 845-277-9243. You can find me or Superwoman, or we're one and the same. So you can find us. I can be bipolar sometime, I guess.
I got you.
You can find us at Tina Hobson on Facebook. I am a Superwoman on Facebook. Author Tina Hobson on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Periscope, Facebook Live, all of the above. And I'll be glad to hear from you. I'm always looking for, you're always looking for speakers. And especially on Sunday nights, I'm looking for independent gospel artists, hip-hop, contemporary. You know, I'm open to all types of music when it comes to gospel, because you never know who you're going to reach. So I'm open to everybody.
We appreciate that, and may you definitely continue to stay blessed and just be you, because we appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to be me if you continue to be you and keep inviting me to the hip-hop workshops and anything else that you think I might be able to help you with. I love serving. I love serving. That's what I do.
I got you. And I trust me, I plan on it because, hey, winners hang around winners. So with that being said, you know you'll always be invited to everything that's going on.
Okay, Brother Al. Thank you. Let Mama Porter know that I love her, too, tremendously. And I look forward to
I'm
going to
let her know that.
Yeah, I look forward to those hugs and kisses at Cleveland State.
There you go. So, hey, we all appreciate it. And if you hold a line, I guess I'll have to be me. And I'm going to blame it all on you. But the world heard her say, be
okay.
me, so that's what I'll do. So please hold a line.
Okay, Brother Al. Thank you.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, I was going to put it away, but I guess I'll balance this 22-foot step ladder for this report as Cleveland City Council President Kevin Kelly. Well, you know, recently, at the end of last week, he rejected a proposal from the East Cleveland City Council for a merger of the two cities, calling it, well, a non-starter. And let's just say that he said as long as it's tied to a list of conditions that even the suburbs mayor, well, suburb mayor Gary Norton, he criticized it as unrealistic, impractical, and illegal. Now, let's see some of what was talked about, because Kelly said he has not closed the door to the possibility of annexing, you know, Cleveland's impoverished east side neighbor. But what was presented to us, well, he said it was not a starting point. Now, the list of demands was made in a memorandum of understanding between East Cleveland City Council members, all five of them, and their three newly appointed commissioners who sat on the panel of East Cleveland and agreed to negotiate with representatives from Cleveland the terms of a possible, you know, annexation. And among the provisions of East Cleveland's, well, we'll just say the East Cleveland Memorandum, and I'm trying not to laugh because it was very serious, but this is what they wanted from Cleveland. The East Cleveland, all five of the council people, they wanted to continue receiving their salaries as members of an advisory council with control over a community development corporation and all publicly owned land in the new ward. East Cleveland would continue operating its own municipal court and its red light camera program, even though Cleveland voters banned the cameras in 2014. Council members also want their residents to pay less in income tax than the rest of Cleveland. The memorandum demands a 1% tax credit for East Cleveland residents. Okay, I might be able to see that one. And the city wants to maintain control over its parks, though it wishes to delegate maintenance responsibilities to the Cleveland Metro Parks. Cleveland now has 30 days to decide if it will make appointments to the commission. After that, the panel would have 120 days to hammer out the terms for annexation if East Cleveland voters approve the proposal. Cleveland City Council would either adopt it or just the issue and put it on the ballot. Now, if Cleveland City Council lets the 30-day deadline lapse, however, the annexation process goes back to square one. Now, East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton said he tried to discourage council members from issuing a list of conditions. According to Gary Norton, he said, "I certainly don't subscribe to it. And to me, this entire process has been about putting the people's interest above my own." That's what he claims. "And I think the document that you have is reflective of East Cleveland City Council perspective." Norton said, "The only thing missing from that list of demands was a moat, a drawbridge, and a fire-breathing dragon." Wow, to keep intruders at bay. Now, this is what's very interesting about all of that, okay? I'm going to say that, you know, it looks like the merger will be delayed until, you know, maybe disaster or something else happens. But when it comes down to it, if you look at everything that happened, they are demanding, along with their list of demands, that they get like the $4,500 annual salary. And all five members went for it. Now, let's break down what happened, because the other demands included the retention of the city's municipal court, like we talked about, and the red light cameras program, and we're going to do it like this. If you think about it, the joke is Mayor Gary Norton of East Cleveland used crooked tactics to get his three cronies as council people to be elected: Thomas Wheeler, Brandon King, Miss Graham. But those crooked people ignored their crooked mayor's orders. No honor among thieves, I suppose. The three cronies went for themselves. But wait, my partners, East Cleveland Councilman at Large, Nate Martin and Barbara Thomas, who told voters they would be against a merger, they said, "Okay, as long as we get a salary." And the same two, you know, who gave the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop a proclamation. But a spade is a spade, and wrong is wrong. Now the citizens have circulated a petition, the third or fourth, to get rid of and recall Wheeler and to recall Mayor Norton. Wow, this is about the third or fourth one as well on him. And the mayor's three cronies, Graham, King, Wheeler, an emergency meeting tonight to add an amendment so they couldn't be recalled, breaking every constitutional law there is. And they're out there also to resubmit another merger plan alongside Nate Martin and Barbara Thomas on the latter bill. So that means Nate and Barbara are going along with the resubmission. You know, 2 months ago at a Black-on-Black Crime meeting, and then a month ago on the news itself, Cleveland Councilman Mike Polensic said it would take at least $53 million to fix East Cleveland. And he compared East Cleveland and Cleveland merger, where you get married and have to take care of your wife's deadbeat brothers, a.k.a. deadbeat brothers and, I guess, deadbeat sisters as well. With that being said, I think what we'll do is leave out on this. And it's a fun song from Emax. In the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
East.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my girlfriend. 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 She can have big legs, little legs. Long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in, can have a little light skin, a brown skin, she can be a little.
She can get it.
She can have big legs,
a little legs,
light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl
or a big girl.
I don't care.
So she's in my world,
yeah.
Stay safe and